We're learning Masech the Sugah Daf Beizim and Beiz. The Gemara here starts off. We had on Daf Beizim and Aleph three pshatim and what the psul of Lamala Michaf is. Rabbi's pshat was that the psul of Lamala Michaf is because you won't be able to notice you in the Sukkah. And he darshens the man Yedu Der Seichem. And you have to sit in the Sukkah Ba'ifin that you know that you're in the Sukkah. Rabbi Zeri says that the reason is because if it's Lamala Michaf, you won't be able to get sail. And he darshens the pasuk with sukkah til tzel yemam, that the sukkah has to have tzel. And Rava says it's because if you have the malam mechaf, you won't be able to make it a diras arai. And he darshens with sukkah teishu shivis yamim, then it has to be a diras arai. So then the Gemara goes through why the other hamram didn't hold of the, each one didn't hold of that. Everyone didn't hold of Rava. Because man yedu doesn't mean that you have to know you're sitting in a sukkah. Man yedu means you deal the diras that Hashem put us in an ane akavit. And why didn't Devon all the Krib Zeir? Because it says, Hulu Mason Mashiach Siv. And why didn't Devon all the Rav? And Mishun Kusha Da Abaya, Abaya was saying that there's no psul of having the walls that are Kva. Because Elamiata, Mason's Kasha, Mechilitz, Mechilitz, Barzel, there's no psul. So you see, there's no psul of the walls being Kva. At Kan de Gemar. And one interesting Aura. The first Rashi in the Masechta, Sukkah, Rabbi Yudha Makshe, Begmar Mefarish Buktayu. So there's a Girsa, Begmar Mefarish Buktayu Bamai. The Maram, in the back of the Gemara Mefarish Buktayu B'mai, that's how he's goyis, and he says what Rashi means is like this. It says, Sukkah Shigvay L'malam Emes Maram is Psula, the Gemara is going to explain, not in all cases. Buktayu B'mai, which case is the Machlekes? According to Rabbah, the Machlekes is only by Mechitzes that are Ein Megiyas Sustach, Mechitzes Megiyas Sustach, there's no Machlekes. According to Reb Zeir, the Machlekes is only Medal on a Dal, if it's more than Dal on a Dal, there's no Machlekes. So that's what it means, Pluktayu B'mai. Well, interesting why Rashi would have to bother saying that. What was Shver in the Mishnah that Rashi would have to say Pluktayu B'mai? But even if the Girsa is Pluktayu B'mai, maybe it means what's the source of Machlokes? Befrat our Girsa, the Gemara Mefarish Pluktayu, which Rizuchah seemed to mean the source of Machlokes. Why didn't the Maram learn that the Pshan and Rashi is, the Gemara is going to explain to the source of Machlokes? So Rabbi Yeshua says the reason why Rashi didn't want to learn that way, is the reason why Imram didn't want to learn Rashi that way, I mean, is because the Gemara never explains what the Machlokes is. The Gemara just explains the reason for the Rabbanan. The Gemara never explains the reason for Rabbi Yehuda. So we have the reason for the Rabbanan, that it's Laman Yedu, or Tzel, or Dira Sarai, but we don't have a reason for Rabbi Yehuda. So you can't say the Gemara Mefarish Buktayim means what's as far as the Machlokes, because the Gemara never explains the Machlokes, and never explains the reason for Rabbi Yehuda. That's how the Pei Yeshua understands how the Maram learned Rashi. But the Pei Yeshua says no, he would think that Rashi means, the Gemara Mefarish Buktayu, not Gerius B'mayu, even if you are, what's the Svaris of Machlaikis? Aye, where did the Gemara explain the Svaris of Machlaikis for Rabbi Yehuda? Teretz says this Gemara. Because since the Gemara said, Kula Karab Alarmi Hu Yedei L'Darius, so according to Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda also Yedei L'Darius. Since it says, Kula Karab Zeir Le'Amri Yehu L'Maisim Mashiach, so the Pshat is that according to Reb Zeir, Yehuda also lemeis the Mashiach. And Rava has Kusha that by it, the walls are allowed to be Kavat. So that's how you explain the time of Yehuda, the holds that the walls are allowed to be Kavat. That's Pshat Pluktai. You see, it also fits L'chayr, because why wouldn't Rashi say the other two, Eni Gvaya Asara, and Eni Beishal Shfalas, the Gemara says, Rashi's Gemara Mefarish Taima, Nami Gemara Yalaflu, the Gemara has the reason for it. But here, why wouldn't Rashi at least tell you? The Gemara says the reason. L'chai it's a shtickle right like the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua is bothered with the Gemara in Eiv and Nav Gimel. The Gemara in Eiv and Nav Gimel has a kasha. It says that the reason why Mavi, Lamalam, Esher, Mam is possible is because there's no heck. You won't be able to notice the Kaira. So, in fact, the Gemara, according to that, why, according to Rabbah, Sukkah is also a silent hecker. That the reason why it's possible is you won't be able to notice the Schach. And Mavui, it's possible because you won't be able to notice the Kari Mishim Heker. And more than 20 Amis, you won't be able to notice the Kari. So why would Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan argue both, in both cases? So Mars of the Teretz, that Sukkah, you're sitting, so you'll be able to notice it better. Mavui, you're just walking, so you won't be able to notice this as much. But the Shaila is, it sounds like Oy Bazai, the Machlaikas of Yehuda and Rabbanan is not if you have to notice it. The Machlaikas of Yehuda and Rabbanan is if you do notice it. If you do, you notice it. Otherwise, you can't say, why did I have to argue in both places? So, As far as Rashi is concerned, the Pnei Yeshua says Ein Chinami. According to Rabbi, the Gemara never explained the Machlokes. It was kind of self-evident that the Pshat Rabbi Yehuda was that you do notice it above 20. And Rashi means according to Rava. According to Rava, the time of the Rabbanu Sukkos Dir Sarai, but Sukkos Teishu Shivas Yom has to be Eisad Dir Sarai. And the Gemara says a number of times, if Yehuda holds Dir Skavabi none. So in the end, the Gemara does explain the Machlokes according to Rava. So according to Rava, we have the Machlokes. But the Peshu is very bothered, Gemara Evin. It's not a very shver. How would you be able to know Sukkah from Erevin or Erevin from Sukkah, particularly Sukkah from Erevin? Because, first of all, what's Takab Shad? Rabbi Yehuda Lamaisa doesn't darshan Laman Yedu, Vaharaya. Even if you're going to say the Pshad in Rabbi Yehuda is that it is Sholah Ba'ina, like you see in Erevin, he holds it Sholah Ba'ina. But Al Karchach, he doesn't darshan Laman Yedu. So how would you know that he holds it Sholah Ba'ina? There's no halachic nafkemina of Laman Yedu. So Al Karchach, if he doesn't darshan it, what would he darshan it for? What halach is it telling you? He doesn't darshan Laman Yedu to tell you that you have to know you're sinning in the Sukkah, because what halach is he learning from it? He holds it is Sholah Ba'ina. So once he doesn't darshan it, so how do you know he holds it Sholah Ba'ina? Al-Kharit Shver, what's Pashup Shat in the Gemara in Erevin? Why you need two machlokes in? If Lamaisa, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of Laman Yedu, so how would you know from this machlokes that he holds that it's Mishra Shalom Beinu? That's the Peshu of Bashre. Al-Gapadim, I think Peshu is right. Pashup Shat in Rashi is that B'mar Mefarish B'Ktayu means that there's the Rabbanan had the three reasons why they passel, and Rabbi Yehuda, whatever reason each Amari doesn't hold the other Amari, that's Rabbi Yehuda holds according to all three Amaris. Now, the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara brings a kim to Rabbi Yeshia, Amirat, Macholik Shem, Tfanis Megiyas Eschach, Al Tfanis Megiyas Eschach, Afilu Malam Eshema Mekshair. If the Tfanis reaches Eschach, there's no Macholikis, everyone holds even the Malam Eshema Mekshair. The Gemara says, who is the goal? It goes like Rabbi Ozish and the Shal Be'ena. The cave in the Tfanis Megiyas Eschach, Mishla Shal Be'ena. Since the Tfanis are reaching the Eschach, so merely you will notice it. So Taiz Esakasha, Taiz Masul cave in the Tfanis, that by Ner Chanukah, which is Lamala Meshimama, which is Lashal Baina, and by Kairis Mava, which is Lamala Meshimama, the other Tfanis do reach the Ner Chanukah, and they do reach the Kairis Mava. So Mamela, what's the Pshat that was saying here by Tfanis Begir Saskarkas Mishat Shalab Baina? So what would be the Psul of Ner Chanukah Lamala Mechav, or Kairis Mava Lamala Mechav? There you have Tfanis Begir Saskark. So Taisa says it's not the same, because that's much smaller. The Kairim, it's only a kaira tefach, so mela it won't be shal b'ena. A sukkah is much wider. The Rashba in the Chiddushim and the Dvar in the Chiddushim and Erev and the Afgim will also say the same teretz. And the Rashba says the Gavalda Chiddush Lefiza that if you make a kaira that's 7 tefachim wide, then it would be kasha l'mal l'michav. Just like my sukkah is mechitzas megiyas eschach, it's kasha l'mal l'michav. It's considered shal b'ena because since it's megiyas kasha shal b'ena. The only thing he's saying, Kair is much smaller, but if you make a Kair the same size as Sukkah, Zayin Fachim, and the Mechitzas of Megiyas Eschach, then it'll be kosher by Kair also. And in the Chiddush Randi and Erevin says, no, even though Minasar it's Shalab Be'ina, but since normally it's smaller and it's not Shalab Be'ina, so like, look, they didn't make a Shia of how big the Kair is and it'll be Shalab Be'ina. But that's what the Rashba says, and it goes with this Teretz. So Kam Rishayim hold with its Teretz, Taisus and the Rashba and Van Erevin, that when we say the fat mechitzas megiyas eschach shalom bein is dafka by a large area like a sukkah which is 7 tefachim, a small area like a kaira or an erchanika which is only a tefach, you don't say shalom bein even by mechitzas megiyas eschach. But the Ritva here says another teretz. It's interesting. The Chayyus Stira, the Ritva here and the Ritva in Erevin. The Ritva's teretz says the kaira shumuk of beis mechitz kelchus and darivin a shlishis tefach u defanish megiyas eschach v'roy atzmei besukkah. And if Roy Atzim Mechusav Oy Metachas Akiri, Yevshe Shlayashav Libadash Yeshav Tachas Eschach. He's inside, the two mechitzas around him, and he sees himself covered. There's a difference if he's inside or outside. When you're inside an enclosed area, then you can notice the roof, even if it's more than 20 amos. So I think the Tur holds that way, the Tur and the Rebbeinu Yoel. The Tur is a mechalikis of the Tur and the Rebbeinu Yoel by Ner Chanukah, Simon Tafrei Shayin Aleph. The Torah brings to Rabbeinu Yoel that in Ner Chanukah, Lamal Mechav is possible, dafka if it's outside. But if in the house, even Lamal Mechav it's kosher, just like a sukkah which is kosher, the Tfanis of Megiyas Eschach. So the Chayyah is then called in outside and inside. A Kaira and a Ner Chanukah is outside, so you don't see it. But when you're inside, So then the Ner Chanuk Lamal Mechaf is good. And the Torah says, no, it's different than Sukkah. By Sukkah, the Sukkah is your roof. So when you have an inside area, you're inside a house, you notice the roof no matter how high it is. Rashenkin, the Ner Chanuk is not your roof. So if it's above 20 amos, you won't notice it even though you're inside. So I think both of them hold like the Ritva. They both hold the Chilak is, a Sukkah is an enclosure. Nothing to do with how wide the top is. But if it's an enclosed area, you'll notice your whole enclosure, including the roof, even if it's a malam mechav, as long as it's enclosed, as mechiz l'giyas eskach. Now, shaken a kair in a mavi that's outside, and the ner chanukah, which is outside, you're not in an enclosure, so you won't notice it. Now, the Rabbi Yael says, Ibezai, the ner chanukah inside is also good enough. And the Torah says, no, the enclosure, you'll notice the roof of the enclosure. You won't notice the other things about the enclosure. But l'chaya, both of them hold that it's not a matter of how big it is. Both of them would hold that by emegiyas eschach, and by a kaira, I mean, both of them would by a kaira, which is not inside, even if it would be 7 tefachim wide, if Aita wouldn't be mishlat shalaban. It doesn't matter how wide it is, it matters that it's an enclosure. It's like you're inside, you're in the area, you'll notice it much more. Now let's go Aita. The Gemara brings down the maimer of Ravuna Merav, that the machloikis is when it's dalan al dalan amis. If it's dalan dalan amis, then you have a machloikis. More than dalan dalan amis, everyone says it's kosher. Why? Because it holds like a b'zeira that's for tzeil. Since it's wider, so this tzeil. So Taisus asks the kasha, if it's a drop wider than 4, you can already be makshe, even if it's even a lot. Of course, there's no tzeil b'chai gavna. What's the pshat? It's connected to the metzias. So he says, no, the pshat is it's a proportion. If it's a drop wider, you makshe a little bit more than 20. I'll skafid a proportion of dalan amis for estrim. Now really, you could clarify, what if it's smaller than Dalit? The Chayiv, you're going to go with a proportion, right? You're going with a proportion, that the pshat is that Dalit Amis, that's more than Esim, is no tzeil. So if it's 5 Amis, so it's 25, right? Etc., right? So what about if it's 10 Amis? So the Mashah's Mavur, that's also a fit of proportion, right? If you have 2 Amis, then it's 10 Amis, Ukadayma. Tashbatz also says this. It's in Chelik Alva Sim Kufcha Vav, the Rabbi Kvegin Gilian Shas is Mitzayin, the Darach Laner also. And so Kumta is interesting. There's no real Shif 20. The Shif 20 is said Dafka by 4 by 4. He's bothered by that a little bit, and he says, because we're talking about a Stam Sukkah, like it's a Stam Mechmein, the Chayitze Pella, the Gemara says it's possible. What do you mean? Depends. So why Sukkah it's Kashif? If it's a narrow Sukkah, it's possible. Today we're talking about a specific Sukkah. A normal sukkah is 4x4. Less than 4x4 is very hard to live in. The Gemara says not royal adir really, and more than 4x4 you don't need. It's only adir sarai. He says don't matter 4x4. Same thing with mechitzas megillas eschach. He says the normal sukkah you're not going to make the sukkah all the way. The mechitzas all the way megillas eschach. Why should you make such big mechitzas? Normal sukkah is a mechitzas megillas eschach. Talking about a specific sukkah. So the specific sukkah is dalad adal. Adir is a psul eshim if it's less than dalad. So everything goes with the proportion. He says otherwise the mitzvah doesn't work out. It's clear that the Metzias works with the proportion. This Vasem is also is bothered by it. He's just bothered by the Lashon also. This is Machloikis if it's Dalad Dalad Avyesim Dalad Amis Ksheira. You have a Machloikis more than Dalad Dalad also. It's the same Machloikis more than Dalad Dalad, less than Dalad Dalad, and Dalad Dalad. It's all the proportion. The Lashon, the Machloikis is by Dalad Dalad, but more than Dalad Dalad Amis Ksheira. Sounds like there's no Machloikis. There is a Machloikis. Yeah, we don't pask in this way, so we don't have anything in the Paiskim Klai Alacha L'Maisa, but this way, at least Dim's a Metzias, but the Lashon is very, very Shver. Then Tais is the second Eretz Inami, Kimul Rabbanan, Tafilu B'Gaiva Elef, Yav Shishlei Kansel Schach Purta. Even if it's 1,000 Amis, you can have some Schach. And he brings a Gemara in Yuma, for Kimlu L'Chachamit, that there the Shir is of Yishav Adas, the Shir is Gregorius. And it says for everybody the Yishav Adas is Tuva, and for Egmal Chabash, the Yishav Adas is Purta. So Zosemis is very bothered. What's Pashib Shat? Lamais, if there's no tzel, there's no tzel. What do you mean that there's going to be tzel schach Purta? Right? The Kreis Kasha was Avad Inkan Tzel Sukkah. And now they're saying there's a little tzel Sukkah. I mean, you don't see from the Gemara Numa that there is some tzel. So he says that it all depends when it's noon exactly, then there'll be tzel no matter how high it is. There'll be one regel beyond, there'll be tzel no matter how high it is. But if it's a bigger sukkah, so that's considered ki'ilu itself. So k'shivas, of Tzel B'chai Gavna. That's what says Emes Malach. I mean, we mentioned before on that base that the Ran and the Dva both hold that if it's above Chav, there is no Tzel altogether. But I think you can answer the Kasha. I think this is the Pshat and Tesis. I'll be the Ran. The Ran is bothered, there's B'chal no Tzel. Even in a Sukkah which is less than Chav, if it's a small Sukkah, there's no Tzel. So what does it mean that Ad Chav Amah Ad Yeshe B'Tzel Sukkah? Zok the Ran, Kimul Chazal Netzimayit Techayim somewhat. Good. So once you say that, and all the whole tzel is a mir of the chayim, so you could say it's a teisa shtelling too, the kimul chazal in Yuma. We don't understand how yishev v'das works, but if you have this amount, there's a yishev v'das for shakal adam purtam and for tuva and for b'ashem turtur. It's the same thing. This mir tachayim that's there, if it's dal, there's certainly going to be some mir tachayim that's called tzel, and that works. There's pshat, we don't understand it in Metzias, but it fits better in the Gemara, that till Dal Ad Amis is no Tanon Bechlal, and the Shear is 20 Amis, and after Dal Ad Amis is no Tanon Bechlal, the Shear is even more than 20 Amis. And so the Kimul Chazal, that the Schach will be piled some Miat Chaim in the Sukkah, till Dal Ad Amis only if it's 20 Amis high, and after Dal Ad Amis, even if it's more than 20 Amis high. But we're calling that Miat Chaim Tzal, so I think Taisus means like the Rat. And now let's discuss another Inyan. The Gemara brings the Raya from Hilni Amalka, and that she had a sukkah l'mala michaf amah, and this kingdom came from Amul Adavar. So Rabbanan said, Mishar Raya Isha, Isha Isha Turim in a sukkah. And the Buddha says, it was Sheva Banam Ha'ilah, and at least one of them was Tzarech L'imai, and Memela, that's why they would have told that they need the kashu a sukkah. So this brings us the Machlekes, which Rabbi Kveg and Galina Shash told soon. The Kamri Shainan that say, that the chi of chinuch is only on the av and not on the aim. It's a shayla on the paiskim. The ones that say the chi of chinuch is dafka on the av, because you have a problem. The shayna ask a kasha, we have a chi of chinuch, and we have a din of kat nechel nevelas aim bezim mitzuvan lafrishay. And some shayna ma machalatina say and a loisa say. That by a say there's a chi of chinuch, and by a loisa say we say aim bezim mitzuvan lafrishay. But kam rishayna, and this is in Shulchan Aruch, that aim bezim mitzuvan lafrishay, the Rambam holds this way, but the av is mechuy of a chanchay. Then the Shaila is that the Av Dafka was a Hud in the Aim. Taisa Shanim and Yuman Emzon is Dafka the Av. Also the Shaila, Shuvas Mer Mundberg, Simon Resh, also Shuvas Maimini, and Perik Beis, and she's also Ischaf. So Kamri Shainim says Dafka the Av. And they also Kash of Hilni Amalka, and they say two Terutzim, either because Hilni Amalka there was an Av there, or because Hilni Amalka did a Lemitsu B'Alma. Kamri Shainim say this, Lemitsu B'Alma. Taisa Shanim and Yuman, the Shuvas Mer Mundberg, and the Gais Maimini. And the Vega here in the Begillin Hashas is very bothered because the Gemara says that v'chi teima kadin shein sarkum and derabanav either banali ashkecha tar shema kol mesel le'osa al pira chamim. You would think because kadin shein sarkum lima is min derabanan and she didn't care about derabanan. Tar shema she didn't care about derabanan. If it was the mitzvah be alma, so ob shat alashin derabanav lashkel derabanan also were mechayiv in the mitzvah. Stam she did a mitzvah alma meichet heisa she did a mitzvah be alma. As I figure, Bikvega, already there was this kasha from the Chumas Adeshin, Simon Sadik Dal, he asked this kasha. You see, first in the Gemara, that the Ein is Mechuyiv to Mechanath the children. Chumas Adeshin, Simon Sadik Dal, also asked a kasha from the Gemara of Katan Yetzib Erev Imai, that the Gemara is talking about if a Katan could go out with his mother's Erev. So the Gemara makes a chiluk if the father's there, if the father's not there. The Ein says, even if the father's not there, there's a shayla, could the Katan go out by Erev Imai or not? If the Ein is not Mechuyiv to Mechanath, so what if the av is not b'masa? What are we discussing if the aim can go? If the cotton can wap erev imay, if the cotton is nichel on the erev of the mother, the mother also has a chi of chinuch. So sort of stiply, it wants to say there's two dinim. There's a din chinuch that's the father's mechuyev in chinuch, and that's dafka the av. The av the chazal mechayev in chinuch, but the aim chazal mechayev in chinuch. But there's another din. You see from the chi of chinuch that there is a mitzvah on the katan. So that's not a chiyuv on the gadol, but there's a mitzvah on the katan, that the katan should do its chiyuv. So there's two dinim in chinuch. There's a chiyuv of the father, and there's also a mitzvah of the katan. It's all shmuz if the pshat is the katan's considered a mechuyev a mitzvah. So he's naming on the katan's considered a mechuyev a mitzvah, and that's stated in the din chinuch. So meila, this is what the Rishayna mean, the mitzvah of the alma. And rather, there's no chiyuv on the mother to be mechanech. But the pshat is, the maisa, the katan is mechuyev. If the maisa, the katan is mechuyev, So then she would be mechanech them litzav alma, meaning that the country she mechayim hischiyev, and that's the pshat called ma'aseh she'asa al pikachomim. That avada, the chum would have instructed her to make sure the katan's mechayim hischiyev. As I will type Lansing, lechayim mitzach chayim erakusha maybe, but lechayim it's a bissel shver because it's mashma the katan erech nevel se mezem mitzuvah lefrishas din lechatchila. If you're going to say the katan's mechayim, and of course the mother should make sure the katan's mechayim lechiyev. So why shouldn't everybody make sure of that? Sounds like from the Gemara, the Gemara there brings that someone lost his keys, so they said, have been having children play there, and they'll bring the keys. What do you mean? If they're mechuyev, then they're doing an issur. I says that's not a problem, b'chlal. It's only on the father, there's a chiyev chinuch. Now the Ari Shainim would say that everyone's mechuyev in chinuch, and that Gemara is talking about that not a gil chinuch. But the Rishainim would say not the way, that say, b'ein bezim so vishis, even by a gil chinuch, because the chinuch's only on the father, why wouldn't Bezin have to mafresh them mitzad of Kotten's Chiyah? Why says there's no such thing? That's a bissel of Shverkeit that the Echreinim already asked, the Chumasadashin already asked, Shem Kvega, how does this Gemara Shtim, here this Gemara Zachariah Mavur, the aim is Mechuyiv. Now the Echreinim being a Rai, the aim is not Mechuyiv, and the Gemara knows it. The Gemara there says that a father can make his son into a Nazir. The Gemara is two time, it's Alachi ben Nazir, Alachi Meshim Sinai, or it's Alachi says, Yelchanchim in Mitzvahs. So Gemara is a Kasham, why is it dafka the av? The Gemara says because the av is the only one that's mechuyev, and the Gemara they also says, and why is dafka benoy? Because he's only mechuyev to mechanech the ben. So you see there, the av is mechuyev and not the ein. Someone answer that fakert. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Alachi benazir with them on the aim is also mechuyev." Mishlokish it says lechanech b'mitzvus. The Gemara asks kasha, so why not the ein? And the Gemara says, "In mishlokish the aim is not mechuyev." So Melech Kitzdim is Teres L'chayach HaMitzvahs, but L'alach HaVeelach HaVeechanan, and the reason is because of Halach Ibn Azir. So Melech, the Pasha said the Gemara was that the aim is Mechuyiv. Of Emes he could say in other Teres. Because already the Rishayin Namas says in Azir already asked the Kasha. There, it also says that the Av asks the same Kasha, why B'nai not Bitai? The Gemara says that the Chiyav Chinuch is Dafgan B'nai not Bitai. So, fact, Taisus and Taisus Shanim Yuma also, that you see by the Mishnah Yuma Mefurish that you're not only Mechanech the son, you're Mechanech the daughter also. It talks about what age you start fasting on Yom Kippur for a boy and for a girl, so you see a Mechuyiv to Mechanech the girls also. So, Taisus also says, Tzarech Lechalek Bedavar. He doesn't explain the Chalek. Shalos, which one does he mean? Does he mean that Yom Kippur is more Chamer? All mitzvahs, you're not Mechuyiv Mechanech the daughter except for Yom Kippur. That's a Shver Zach. Why should Yom Kippur be different? Or fakert. All mitzvahs you are mechuyev. By nazir is no din. So already there, the Taizir Rosh and the Rabbeinu Peretz Zakayin there and nazir have to have two tzadim in that. But they say that if the girl will be mechuyev in the mitzvah, then there's a chiyev chinuch. But by nazir, no one's ever mechuyev to be a nazir. It's like, why, what's the lechang of the mitzvahs? They should get up as a kedusha, as a hiris, a precious, so that you don't have by a daughter. So Chayyur, you could also answer, I think the Karenayra there is Shtelzach on this, that maybe you could say that's also chilt in the father and the mother. Anything which is a chiyiv, is the mother is also mechuyiv. The din of madras b'noi b'nazir, that's not a chiyiv, that's for zahiris and precious. Maybe the zahiris and precious is only din on the father, not on the mother. The av sheish l'chalik, that legabi the son and the daughter, you could say that a daughter b'chlal, you don't have to train the daughter in zahiris and precious. That's not a tafka in life. Tafka the son that's mechuyev and talmatei after mechayev him. Mashenkin, who's mechuyev to train? Maybe that'll be the same, the father and the mother. But I heard a chava minor from Chaim Eisen Malamed, his name is. He said it's chayev geshmak avart. He said this chiyev of mengem and nazir, this chinuch, lechayev get the rain in talmatei. That we know that only a father is mechuyev to teach talmatei to a son, not the mother. It's gemara in kedushin, and only the son and not the daughter is mechuyev to learn Torah. So could be the din of Av, that man that's made Menazah also has the same type of Torah thing. That is, he needs the Zahiris and Precious as part of teaching him Torah. So there is the chilek, the Av and the Aim. The Av is mechuyev to teach Torah, the Aim is not mechuyev. Mashenki in mitzvahs, that the Av is mechuyev to make sure the children do the mitzvahs, there is no sort of path to the Aim. The Av and the Aim would have the same chiyev. Kamavur and now sugya. Yeah, l'chaya richta gesvara. But like we said, Kam Rishayim hold that there's no chiyuv on the aim, and this Gemara is sarachi. And there are Rishayim, the Rashba, others that say that there is a chiyuv on the aim. like the Chumash Hadeshin and Rabbi Kvegam. Halacha and Mishnah Berurah brings both days then Shemem Gimel if the Chiv is on the Eim or not.